Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Football Friday to you. You are indeed in the loop. I see you on the text line. We get a text like this periodically, like once every, I don't know, probably about four or five shows, thereabouts. Any update on Joe Mixon? The best I got, like nothing of real magnitude.
The only update I saw was he was at some private event. Chandler Johnson.
Yeah, Chancellor Johnson tweeted that Joe was seen attending a private event with Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it looked like he cut his hair. That's the update.
Yep, that's the update.
Make of that what you will, right? Like he's alive. Throwing up the H. Yep. So maybe still invested, you know, going to the barbershop. So, you know, he's not down on it. I feel like when you're really down, you don't go and cut your hair. But when you cut your hair, you feel, you know, you're feeling all right. So, he's feeling okay.
No, exact opposite.
What?
Yeah. Like, you know, when people are depressed, they eat, you know, they get a
haircut. You don't go to the barbershop.
Yeah, you do.
When you depressed?
Look it up. That's what people say. That's what psychologists say. They go shopping.
Trying to fix it?
Yeah, no, trying to feel
I feel
better.
Like when somebody cut their hair, especially somebody like him who has some long hair, if you cut your hair, you trying to change
He's
something.
Trying to feel better, yes. Mm, it's a psychological exercise.
All right.
Yeah. He's
depressed. That's all reckless speculation. Yeah.
Let me switch it up a little bit.
He's bummed, man. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, okay. This has gone way too far. Here we go. Let's go ahead and turn this thing
Prayers
over.
Prayers up.
I feel he going to come back next year. I feel better than I ever did in my career.
Best shape of my life.
Best shape of my life.
Like, well, it was fun.
He done.
All right, let's get to this. Something, nothing, or everything is what we're going to play here. 713-572-4610. Play along. It's the Rockets edition of this. As the Rockets head into a NBA Cup game tonight versus the Portland Trailblazers. 6-5. Denny Avdia has been playing pretty well. It'll be interesting, but I feel like the Rockets should handle it. We can talk more about that later because it's not that's neither here nor there. Something, nothing, or everything, John Lopez. Let's begin. With this, I don't know if you saw, Reed Shepherd had a fantastic night on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
And somebody brought it to Reed that Reed talked about this. Apparently, a man talked to Reed in the weight room and said, quote, if you take one more dribble when you're open, I'm going to punch you in the face. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, listener. Something, nothing, everything.
I think it's everything.
Okay.
I really do.
Why is that?
You know, I've been pining for it. I've been wanting him to be an integral part. I think we've landed on maybe not starting, but integral. And when they tell you something like that, that's not lip service. That's like shoot the damn ball.
Yeah, basketball players, man. When they get that and they're like, hey, bro, you better shoot it.
Yeah.
To the point of aggression, I think that I'm with you. I actually think this is everything, and we've seen it. Like
he
Reed Shepherd,
about to be Steve Kerr, man,
or even worse, Jordan Poole. You see it. You see it right now with Reed that entirely focused on getting his shot up. Right. I think that this is why I'm not necessarily as invested in Reed Shepherd as playmaker, ball handler, point guard per se.
More minutes.
Definitely some more minutes so that he can be out there, but. The willingness to shoot and the marksmanship that he's displaying, I think that it shows with confidence. Confidence is a word that I've used with Reed a lot, And it feels like you have someone like Amen who, mind you, will do it, right? Yeah. Like, this doesn't feel like an empty threat. Amen Thompson, we know.
He might even punch him.
He get a little rough. Even his brother was like, he was a little rough. So the idea that Amen threatened violence for Reed, if he did not, I think that, one, it shows the confidence that this team has, the way that they're building each other up. And you're seeing the dividends. So I'm with you. I think that's everything. Yeah. Fig, anything else that you want to add on it?
Nah, I think so. Hey, don't get punched in the face, bro.
That's right.
That ball touches your hands, you put it up.
Preserve yourself, Reed. Yeah. But no, it's looked really good. You've seen him sidestep to make sure that he gets shots up. He looks really good right now. All right, something, nothing, or everything here. There's been reports, there's been rumors that the Rockets next season will have new jerseys. And I don't think this means... I don't believe that this means they'll just have the City Connect.
No,
some
actual,
city
they're regular.
Rebrand.
They will have some new jerseys. Something, nothing, or everything.
It's something.
Okay.
It's not nothing. It's always a topic. It's really sort of a big discussion point for a lot. You know, do you like them? Do you not like them? I like these old ones here. And no, they should have done this or that. No, it's something. We'll wait to see the official, but there's some leaks out there. And I think an homage to the old 90s Rockets might be
a little bit
of a hint in there. Yeah.
I'm going to say everything, man. I think everything, because, you know, when I think about these current Rockets jerseys, they kind of remind me of the James Harden era, the Daryl Morey era, kind of.
They've moved a little bit away from it. They have the solid block letters now.
A big change, though.
You know what's funny?
It's updated, but...
It's updated,
but it kind of remind me of that era a little bit. It seems like they're trying to move towards that era, which I think they should, man.
It's always at least something.
Okay.
Uniform discussion.
I'm with you. Yeah. And the thing that is funny is I was thinking about this when I went to... A week and a half ago, the game that I went to was Rockets Mavs when the Mavs came into town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. That R logo, I was thinking back to those eras of Harden.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit with the jersey of what they have now. Not that I'm saying that they need to do a complete rebrand. I don't think that they should do that. But like, they're really heavy on the block letters now. So I'm interested where they go with it. Do they keep that kind of style, or do they kind of change some of the word marks? And then really, I think we're all, as a city, it feels like, clamoring for something that harkens back to that ketchup and mustard.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And yeah. I think that would be hot.
Yeah, and I think this is just the new team in general, man. Like, I don't think anybody, I think outside of Capella, who just came back this year, I think they do need a new brand, a kind of a rebrand for this one.
All right. So you got something and Figgy with a little bit of everything.
A little bit
in
of
there.
Everything.
All right. How about this one? Because I'll go back to Wednesday once again, because obviously they were off last night. And the 832 actually texting right at the right time, something in that similar vein. They asked, was there anything said about Eason and Adams' scuffle, being Tarmi Eason, Steven Adams? During this game, especially in the third quarter, things that around that time, Tari Eason, some people in the building, people that were watching the game, seemed to notice him having like a little bit of a weird demeanor, seeming like having a little bit of a raised or elevated conversation, on the sideline. At one point, Royal Ivy, and then at points in the game, just kind of maybe posting himself in the corner and maybe not looking engaged or active with what's happening. Of course, he's still knocking down shots. He's still producing. Mm-hmm. However, there's been some little interesting instances of Tari Eason remind you a player who did not have a deal done. Before the deadline to make it happen. So he will be a restricted free agent. Is this something? Is this nothing? Is this everything?
It's something. It is always something when, you know, a contract is involved, and then we have to talk about that. I mean, that's definitely part of the factor here. It's a factor here. I'm not going to overdo it, because I think it's something that can be sort of handled and talked about, and, you know, in the meeting rooms, et cetera. But it's not nothing. It's not nothing at all.
It's funny because I found the Wizards being the opponent on that night interesting with it too, because it was the return of Cam Whitmore, and Cam very much you could see having some not similar demeanor things, because I think it was a little bit different, but you could see him, you know, clearly languishing under the circumstance where there just weren't minutes for him, whether it was based off of the way that he played and maybe the, you know, a disagreement in that style with what Ime wanted to do or whatever else might have been happening. And I don't think that's quite happening with Tari, because Tari is integral to what they do. He's an important piece off the bench, and he's been playing really well. But it does feel like there's something there. I just don't know to what level of something. It feels like this team has great vibes, and at some point them being together will help ease that. But at the same time, I could also argue it's really early for you to have, you know, little negative, for lack of a better term, little negative things happening like this to where you're kind of butting heads. But
correct.
How much of that is just the nature of team sports, where, you know, you have people in this environment working together and at times they might have disagreements?
Yeah, that last part you just said, I think it's something because of that. I'm not sure if it's because of the whole contract thing, because I feel like Tari is having a really good year right now, to the point it's kind of looking a little smart on his part where maybe he could get a little more. I'm not sure. I don't know how long it's going to last, him, the way he's playing the season, but I think it's more to the last part Reggie said. That's my
something. See, I'm there where it you know, that old saying, it's always about the money. You know, now maybe there was another flashpoint there, and because we've all been around basketball teams, whether it's a middle school team or an NBA team, we either played, you know, at some level, and when it comes down to minutes, you know, minutes is what it's all about. You know, playing time, and the minutes translate to dollars, you know, at the NBA level. So I think they are intertwined. I'm not going to go over the top here, because I think it's something that Ime Udoka especially can handle, but it's something.
I think the thing is, with him playing really good this season so far, and maybe he want more minutes.
Yeah,
I think that could have an effect. Like, man, this is kind of messing up my money right now.
It's always about the money.
Yeah.
His minutes are right on pace with what they were last season. Now, of course, he didn't play. He only played 57 games. It was kind of that management. He has played in all 10 to this point. It's weird because in my head, I don't know that he's like, I need more minutes. It feels like his role is pretty well situated there. And I think that you could, I don't know, that maybe within himself he argues that there's more.
Everybody needs
there.
More minutes.
The thing is, I feel like he's kind of banking on himself a little bit to get a big contract.
I mean, we know how where you played. Sure. Everybody wants more minutes.
I mean, to some degree, but it feels like, especially if he's in on this team, which I believe him to be, that it would make sense that this is the role that you serve and that it's a very vital one and it's important, but only God knows. We'll see if this continues to be a thing or if this is just like a little blip.
Right.
Again,
I think it'll be handled.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just something.
Yeah.
Maybe a smaller something, but a something indeed. All right. There you go. A little something, nothing, or everything here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. That was the Rockets edition of that. I might need to bring that back in other facets. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Andre Johnson. Remember that one time that he beat Cortland Finnegan's ass? That's right. And he did. And he did. What are your sports hypocrisies? 713-572-4610. Get involved and we'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.